Matthew 13, and let's look at verse number 45. Let's read 44 again, because we're going to have to tie these two together. Matthew 13, verse number 44. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto treasure hid in a field, the which when a man hath found, he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath, and buyeth that field. And we talked about that parable last Wednesday night. If you remember, you were here last Wednesday night, we talked about that particular parable and how what the treasure was and why it was hid in the field, and the man that found it and the man that bought it, and he sold everything he had and bought the whole field just to get that treasure that's planted in that field. So we'll come back to that in just a few minutes. And verse number 45 is where we want to get to tonight. A couple of verses. Again. Now notice the word again. In essence, what he's saying is the same method of interpretation that you use to interpret the parable of the hid treasure. Again, use those same principles of interpretation. And this particular parable about the pearl of great price is going to use the same principles to interpret that. So verse number 45, again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, who, when he had found one pearl of great price, went, sold all that he had, and bought it. Now let's go to the Lord in word of prayer. Heavenly Father, bless the reading of your word. Bless your people now as we study your Bible. And God, reveal those things that you would have us to see. And God, we'll thank and praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. By the way of introduction, let me share with this just for a second. Look at verse 1, would you? Verse 1 of chapter 13. The same day went Jesus out of the house and sat by the seaside. Notice, Jesus outside the house, sitting by the seaside. A great multitude is there with him, plus his 12 disciples. He goes over 4 of the parables. He shares 4 of those parables, and then look at verse number 20. I did this last week. Where is it when he went into the house? Hang on. 36 and not 26. Did the same exact thing last week. Verse 36, look. Then Jesus sent the multitude away and went where? Into the house. And his disciples came unto him, saying, declare unto this parable of the tares of the field. Notice, the next 3 parables, he takes the disciples inside the house, and he discloses some things to them that he didn't want the rest of the multitude to know about. All of these parables have to do with the same age-old problem. The problem is that the nation of Israel is, in essence, an apostasy. There are drifting away. They're not receiving their king as their Messiah. They're not seeing Jesus as the Messiah. They're seeing him as a good person. They're seeing him as a fellow that's stirring up a lot of interest, but they're not seeing him as the Messiah that's going to bring in the kingdom. And so all of these parables are illustrations of the same old problem, the same thing. All of those parables, the first 4, remember this, are classified together, and the first 4 are dealing with what Satan has to do and what he's doing to postpone the kingdom. Now, if you'll notice here on the chart, we went over it last week, and by now hopefully you remember this. At the bottom, you'll see the cross, you'll see the 69th, 70th week all together. You see the second coming down on this bottom chart. You see no rapture. You see no church. Why? Because in the Old Testament, when the Old Testament prophets are looking down this way, they don't see any church. They don't see a rapture. All they see is everything running together. That's what they saw. They didn't see the church. Listen, the church was not revealed, or the body of Christ in essence, wasn't revealed until it was revealed to the Apostle Paul. The Apostle Paul wasn't saved until Acts chapter number, 9? Well, let me ask you a question. Somebody asked me this just here recently. When did the local New Testament church start? You know, that's a good question. But you know what Hebrews says? Hebrews, the book of Hebrews, chapter 9 or chapter 10, can't remember, says the New Testament doesn't start until when? The death of the testator. So let me let you on a little secret. When somebody asks you when the new local New Testament church started, and they start pointing you toward John the Baptist, John the Baptist never saw the New Testament in existence. He was dead, his head was on a charger long before Jesus died upon the cross. So he could not have started a New Testament church. So, you say, preacher, when did it start? Well, I'll tell you this, because we need to get to this parable and we don't need to get hung up in this. But sometime when you chase a rabbit, you try to kill it before you move on. See, preachers, it's okay to chase a rabbit as long as you kill it. Don't chase one and don't kill it. So I'm trying to kill one. All I know is it couldn't have started before the crucifixion. I can tell you when it started, but we ain't got time tonight. Now, the top chart, if you'll notice, the bottom one is without the postponement. Man, they're going to crucify the Messiah. The first question that the disciples asked in the book of Acts, chapter number 1, I believe it is, will you now restore the kingdom? And he says, it's not time yet. Why? Because there's a postponement. We've got to insert this. So in essence, this was moved over, just like you see it out here, and the church was added in. That's you and me. You and I. Usins. Alright? We get brought in. Saved by grace through faith, plus nothing, minus nothing. Hallelujah. We're on the way to heaven. We're looking for the rapture of the church, and we're getting out of this thing. But in Matthew 13, you do not see the church talked about. He's talking about the nation of Israel. Now, here we go. The first group concentrates the sower, the wheat and the tares, the mustard seed, and the leaven. All first four of them talk about, remember, multitude, everybody's out here together. He's talking about how Satan is going to come in and try to destroy and to try to postpone this thing, which he did accomplish. The sower, what happens? Talks about the devil comes and steals away the seed. The mustard seed, how those birds lodge in the branches and steal away. Right? The leaven, how that leaven's healed and hid in that three measures of meal, and it's destroying the whole lump. And then you see the wheat and the tares. The enemy has come and sowed these tares among the wheat. The first four concentrate on the devil and his work toward the kingdom. Now, when you get to parable number 5, which we talked about last Wednesday night, the hid treasure, and now number 6, the pearl of great price, we see the next three parables. God pulls His disciples away from the multitude, brings them into the house, and He says, now listen, guys, I want to tell you something. I just shared with everybody out there the devil's work and how he's going to work in the kingdom and try to postpone it, but I'm bringing you fellas inside to tell you something. And now I'm going to share with you my work that I am going to do. And I will make a promise to you that one day you will, no matter what happens, no matter what comes, what may, you will enter that kingdom and reign with me for 1,000 years, just like I promised Abraham in the Old Testament. What'd he do? The hid treasure? Well, let's reminisce. The hid treasure? Who was the hid treasure? The nation of Israel collectively. He comes, he finds that hid treasure, he buys the whole field to get to that hid treasure. What happens? John 3:16, for God so loved the world. Say, preacher, why is that? Verse 38 tells you the field is the world. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. What did the parable say? This man that bought this treasure sold all that he had. Jesus, God Almighty, bankrupt heaven to buy your raggedy soul. Amen. He sure did. He sent the best he had, and he bought the whole field because he loved that nation of Israel. But not only did he love them, he loved you too because he bought the whole field with it. He said, give me the whole thing. Now, let's look here at verse number 45. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man. Well, compare that with the hid treasure. Who did we say the man that found the treasure hid in the field? We said that was God Almighty, didn't we? Well, it's not going to be any different in this parable. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man, God Almighty, seeking goodly pearls. Now, we'll find out who the pearls are in just a second. Who, when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. Now, watch this. Before Abraham in the Old Testament, there was only one group of people, and those were called Gentiles. In that group of people, you had those that were saved Gentiles according to that particular time period, okay? Now, follow what I'm saying. I'll give you an example. Before Abraham, Cain was lost as a goose, disobeyed God and did not do what it required, what God required, amen. Abel, God honored Abel's sacrifice. Two Gentile boys, they're all Gentiles, one of them saved, one of them lost. You get to Abraham, the first Jew, comes along the scene, and everybody after the seed of Abraham is a Jew by the ordinance of God there. Everybody that's born after Abraham, circumcised like he told them to, is a part of that Jewish nation. Question. Is everybody that is a Jew saved? Well, it all depends on what you believe. If you believe like what some of them tell on television, all you got to do is be a Jew and you got a free ticket in. But that ain't true. Just because, hey, the book of Numbers, the book of Nehemiah will tell you if you disobey God, I will blot your name out of the book. We're not talking about that Jewish book. You'll get your name blotted out of that book. You'll no longer be classified a Jew. You'll be blotted out. Amen. All right? And so he says, in the nation of Israel as a whole, the hid treasure is the nation of Israel as a whole, the pearl of great price, he brings it on down and gets a little more specific. Watch. Now, here we find this pearl. Well, the hid treasure is the nation of Israel altogether. Now remember, 1 Corinthians 10:32 says, give none offense. What? There's three different groups of people. The Jews, the Gentiles, and the church of God. Jews are Gentile. There are saved Jews. There's lost Jews. There are saved Gentiles. There's lost Gentiles. Amen. And if they're saved Jews and saved Gentiles, they make up the church of God. We're not talking about the denomination church of God. We're talking about the church, amen, which is His body. Okay. Now, we see these different groups of people. Now, I want you to notice this, how Jesus or God, or Jesus telling His disciples, horns in on and makes it more specific. The hid treasure, the nation of Israel, I love them all. I love them all. But there's a certain group. There is a certain elect group. Watch. Watch the terminology that people like to force on us in the church age. Romans chapter number 11. There's a certain elect remnant. This remnant is saved Israel. Now watch. Let's look at some verses if we can. Look, if you will, let's look at Isaiah chapter number 10. Real quick, Isaiah chapter number 10. Now, if you was expecting me to tell you the pearl of great price was the church has not been mentioned in any of these parables thus far, and so I don't know why it would be mentioned now. The pearl of great price is not the church. It's a good spiritual application, if you want to call it that. You can make it say that if you want to. But listen, you can draw a spiritual application, but you cannot get doctrine from a spiritual application. You get doctrine from doctrine and you leave spiritual applications alone. Now, look at verse number 20. Isaiah 10, verse number 20. And it shall come to pass in that day that the remnant of Israel. What's remnant? Well, it's the remaining. It's the rest. It's the rest of things that remain. Saved Israel. The remnant of Israel, of such are escaped of the house of Jacob, shall no more again stay upon him that smote him, but shall stay upon the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, in truth. Watch. The remnant shall return, even the remnant of Jacob, unto the mighty God. Notice verse 22. For though thy people Israel, watch this very carefully. For though thy people Israel be as the sand of the sea. That's a whole bunch. Wouldn't you agree? The sand of the sea is a whole bunch. The nation of Israel, you know how many Jews there are? Have no idea. Go count the sands of the sea and find out. Watch what he says. For though thy people Israel be as the sand of the sea, yet a remnant of them shall return. Just a remnant, a portion, those that remain, those that don't accept the mark of the beast, the tribulation period, those are the ones that'll be the remnant of the nation of Israel. Listen, just because you are born in the nation of Israel does not mean you get a free ticket. He says, though Israel be as the sands of the sea, there is a remnant that I'm going to return. Now watch. The hid treasure is referring to all the sands of the sea. He loved them all. But the pearl of great price, he brings it down very specific. And he says, this pearl of great price is the remnant that I love that's going to remain and inherit the kingdom. Amen. Now, you say, preacher, I ain't seen that yet. Well, turn to John chapter number 10. John chapter number 10. Ready? Now, this is not by any means anything that you would want to preach on a Sunday morning, for sure. But if you're here on a Wednesday night, I mean, you either want to study the Bible or you ain't got anything better else to do. So John chapter number 10, notice Jesus talking to his disciples. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that, verse 1, entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same as the thief and the robber. He that entereth in the door is the shepherd of the sheep. Now notice verse 6, time's sake. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto him again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear him. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Now notice verse 11. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Remember? He sold all that he had and bought the field. The shepherd, good shepherd, giveth his life for the sheep. Verse 14. Ready? Watch. I am the good shepherd. Jesus is the good shepherd. And know my sheep. And I know my sheep. His sheep is the nation of Israel. That's his sheep. The nation of Israel. And I'm known of mine. Watch. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father. And I laid down my life for the sheep. I gave my life for the nation of Israel. John 1:11. He came into his own received him not. Notice verse 16. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold. Ready? I know if you've read some of the commentators, and most commentaries will tell you the other sheep is the Gentiles. That's wrong. It's not the Gentiles. Listen. Every person that's a Jew is not a believing Jew. Jesus said, other Jews I have that are not of this fold. The other sheep that I have are a part of that hid treasure, but they're not a part of that pearl of great price, the one that I love, the remnant that is a part of this fold. Say, preacher, I'm having trouble with that one. All right? Jeremiah chapter number 23. Jeremiah 23. Book of Jeremiah. Isaiah, Jeremiah 23. Watch this very carefully. Ready? Jeremiah 23:3. And I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all countries whether I've driven them, and will bring them again to their folds, and they shall be fruitful and increase. Notice, Jesus said, God said, book of Jeremiah says, I'm going to gather together the remnant, the believing Israel, the believing sheep of my flock out of all countries, and those are the ones that's going to inherit the kingdom that I promised to their father Abraham. Say, preacher, I ain't ready for that yet. Romans chapter number 9. Romans chapter number 9. Romans chapter number 9, verse 27. Romans 9, 27. Isaiah also cried concerning Israel. We just read it. Isaiah also cried concerning Israel, though the number of the children of Israel be as the sand of the sea, a remnant shall be saved. A pearl of great price. Notice, look at Matthew 13. Again, the kingdom of heaven is likened to a merchantman, God Almighty, seeking goodly pearls, looking, and he's looking out over the whole nation of Israel, but he sees who, when he had found one pearl of great price, one pearl of great price, the remnant of the nation of Israel, the ones that are going to believe, the ones that are going to be reject the mark of the beast in the tribulation period, will not receive his mark in their forehead or on their hand. The remnant, the pearl of great price. When he found that, he sold all he had and bought it. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. 1 John 2, he's a propitiation for our sins, not for ours only, but for the sins of the whole world. But that pearl of great price, he said, that remnant will be the ones. Those are the ones that's going to bring in to this kingdom right here. Unbelieving Israel, not going to make it. Not going to make it. One more verse, Revelation chapter number 12. One more verse. This might be just a little heavy on Wednesday night, but you're getting it. Revelation chapter 12. Watch this. We see here the woman, verse number 1, and there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed the sun, the moon under her feet. That's the dream that Joseph had in the book of Genesis. Upon her head a crown of 12 stars. That's the sons of the 12 tribes of Israel. And she being with child cried, travailed in birth and pain to be delivered. She brings forth 144,000. All depends on what you believe about that. 144,000 Jews goes through. They're preaching in the middle of the tribulation period. Satan and Israel in the tribulation period. Now watch. Verse 13, and when the dragon saw that he was cast into the earth, he persecuted the woman, Israel, which brought forth the man-child, 144,000. And to the woman were given two wings, great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness. He that endureth the end, the same shall be saved. Fly into the wilderness, her place, where she is nourished for a time. One. Times, that's two, that's three. One and two is three. And a half a time. 3.5 years. From the face of the serpent. The serpent cast out all his mouth waters of flood after a woman. He might cause her to be carried away in the flood. And the earth helped the woman. And the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out of his mouth. Notice verse 17. And the dragon was wroth with the woman, Israel, and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which kept the commandments of God. Why? They were believing Israel and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. That remnant is the pearl of great price. The believing Israel. That's the pearl of great price. You say, preacher, is there anything wrong with saying the pearl of great price is the church? Well, you can spiritually apply that. Guess what? The church is bought with a price. He sold all he had and bought the church. Amen. But, darkly speaking, Matthew 13, church not in existence yet. He told my remnant of Israel. Pearl of great price. Listen, folks, he loves them. He loves them a whole lot. And guess what? We need to leave them alone. President, need to leave them alone. Amen. Don't we take another land away from them? Stand behind them, support them, fight for them. Amen. Yes, they got the nose in the corner. Yes, they're in time out. I understand that. They've been set aside for the body of Christ to come in. And spread the gospel. They need to be saved just like everybody else. Yes, I understand that. Remember this. When that rapture takes place and we're out of here, He's going to start working with Israel again. And out of that will come a remnant. And it will be the pearl of great price that God Almighty sold all He had and bought it. Amen. All right.